family, 2 weeks ago, I remember, it has been raining. And at my workplace, I spoke to my boss. I asked him, how do you see this day? Then he left. Then he came back to me. Then he said to me, can you pray for the weather? Can you pray that the rain will stop so that we can have more customers? Interesting. He left. Then he came back to me. And he said to me, if we pray for the rain to stop, and at the same time, the farmers are praying for the rain, who do you think God will answer? When we all praying in faith, who do you think God will answer, really? I said to him, God will answer both of you. Then he was like, how come? How come God will answer both of us at the same time? They need the rain, we need the sun, so the customer will come. I said, look, God will answer you in this way. God will answer your prayer with rain or without rain. He can still answer you. There is nothing can stop God from answering you. And the same time, the farmers, they will be praying for the rain to come. Even if there is no rain, God will still give them the harvest, even if there is no rain. All it takes is to believe and have faith in Him. He can do what is impossible with man. He can. I gave the example of the evangelist Angus Backers from South Africa. He was praying. I think you know about faith like Buteros. He was praying for the rain, but the rain did not come. But he stopped praying for the rain. He had faith in God. He starts praying for the harvest. Instead of the rain, he was praying for the harvest. And in that season, he had the big potatoes. God can provide. So today, family, I know we remember that Jesus, he came to Jerusalem with a donkey. This is the day that we go to remember Jesus, how he came and he was betrayed by the people who received him. But family, in this week, I had a word laid in my heart that I would like to speak about the provision of God. This is the message I want to bring to you, family, the provision of God. And I'm going to encourage you. There is a verse that you will have. You'll be reading all the time if it is encouraging you. And this verse is found in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. It goes like this. And my God will meet all your need according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. That is the word I bring for you in this morning, family. And what do you notice in that passage? There are four points that I'm going to leave with you in this morning. Point number one is the provider. The provider. Do you see in the Bible what it says? That's a little word. And my God. Do you see that in your Bible? And. Why did that word and is there at the starting? Why there's that word and in the starting? That word is just a connecting thought. It is a connecting thought. And the connection between verse 19 to the previous verses is this. The Corinthian believers, they've really gone out of the way to help the Apostle Paul. When the Apostle Paul came to Philippi, he had nothing. So by helping him, they've done it in their own impoverishment. They were passing through challenges themselves, but they took care of the Apostle Paul. If you go back in verse 18, you will find that these people, they even gave him the gift. They even gave him a payment because Paul was in need. And now the Apostle Paul, by helping them, the believers in Philippi, by helping them, he is now encouraging them and promising them that God will meet their need as well. That God, he is the provider of those who provide, and to those who get provision, God is provider of all. By giving the Apostle Paul the provision, he said, and my God will meet your need. He is encouraging them as well. There is another word, you know, because the interesting thing is it needs to be highlighted. Do you see another word? He said, my God. Why did Apostle Paul say, my God, instead of God will meet your need? I met someone, a friend, who says to me, sometimes the Apostle Paul sounds proud. I said, no. No, he doesn't sound proud. So why has to say my God but not God? It's God of all. It all starts with the relationship with God. It was the God who meant so much to Paul. It's God who saved Paul when Paul did not know Christ. It's God who saved him. The Apostle Paul is now addressing to them as my God, because this God, he meant so much to Paul. He provided to Paul when Paul had nothing. And Paul, he knew his God. He had a faith in God. He knew how God works in his life. And now he's presenting this God to them as my God. It starts with a relationship with him. Maybe one of your family, you are here. You've been praying and you say, God provides to me. I want to tell you that God is the provider. You may have a spiritual need. You may have a physical need. Maybe your need, you pray that God will give you passion. Maybe you are praying that God will give you zeal. Your need for wisdom. It may be temporal need. It may be need for health. In this morning, I say to you, family, God is the provider. He is the provider. The Apostle Paul knew his father and said, my God, he is the provider. Point two, the provision. The provider. Point two, the provision. Look in your Bible, please. Notice the phrase, all you need. Do you see that in that passage? And my God will meet all your need. The provision of our Father is for all need. God will provide to you and I. God is God of all need. He will meet your need and my need to the full. Is the God who provide all your need. I want to give you some stories. I remember when I finished school, I was in the college. So now, it was 2 weeks before I finished the college. And in that time, I had no money, nothing. And I was praying. I said, God, what can I do now? What can I do? After school, where am I going? I said, God, I need your provision in my life. I need to see the provision. I start asking God and say, God, remember, I speak to people about you. I told them about you are the good God. You are the good Father. I told people about all this. I said, you can provide to everyone. But now, God, see me. I am in need. I need you. You know what happened? 2 weeks before, I was before I go, I left the college. So I was just walking around, and I saw this beautiful house, and the gate was open, and the door was open. Then one thing in my mind comes, I felt something in my heart pushing me in that house. Then I went to that house, I greeted them, they said to me, "You are welcome. What brings you here?" I said, "I'm looking for a room to rent. I'd like to rent a room, if that is possible." The lady of that house, she said to me, "Yes, I don't think there is place for you here to rent, but I want to ask you to leave your contact, your cell phone number. When you leave your cell phone number, I will find for you a place to stay for you to come and rent." And she said to me, "How much will you afford?" Ah, that one killed me. I said, "At the moment, I don't know how much I'll afford, but if you get a room for me around, just let me know." But I said, "Before I go, I'd like to pray for you." She said, "Okay, pray." I prayed for her. Then I left. 1 week later, I received a call from her. She said, "Can you please come to my house?" And I said, "Yes, I will come, but after 30 minutes, because we have visitors from China's, the missionaries are coming to teach and pray. So I'm in the roster, I'm helping. After the conference, I'm coming." So after the conference, I went to a place. And for me, I was like, it seemed as if she found a place to rent for me, but I don't have money. I was just going there. I know I don't have money, but let me just go. Let me just be respectful and go there. I went to a place. She said, "Sit down." As I sat down, I saw her go in the kitchen and bring some biscuit and juice. I was like, "Ooh, we're going to be long here." Then I said, "All right." Then she called her husband. I was like, "Okay." Then she said to me, "You know what? When you came in this house, since that time and now, I don't have peace." "Oh, why?" She said, "I don't have peace because I believe in my heart that God is telling me to welcome you to live in my house. And now as we are talking, come here. We prepare your room. This is your room. This is the kitchen. This is the house. Show me everything." Then she said, "If you want to drive around, this is the car key. From today, you belong to this family. You don't need to pay anything. This is your home." And I knew in my heart that God has provided. I knew straight in my heart that God has provided. Maybe you are here. In your heart, you say, "I've been calling on God. I've been asking God to provide to me. I haven't seen anything." I will say to you, the provision of our Father is for all need. He will meet your need to the full. He will meet your need. Our God, He will meet all your need. God may not supply all we want. God may not meet all we wishes. God may not supply all we hope for, all we expect for. But the key word in that verse is that God will meet all your need. He will meet all your need to the full. He will meet all your need. I want to remind you in the book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 26. Remember what Jesus said to his disciples? He said, look at the bird of the air. They do not sow, or they do not reap, or they do not store away in barn. But your heavenly Father, He is taking care of them. He's feeding them. Then He asked, "Are you not much valuable than they?" Of course you are. Of course you are. Of course you are more valuable than the bird of the air. God is feeding them. God is taking care of them. They don't work. They don't do nothing. They just go and fly around. But God takes care of them. He can take care of you. He's the God of all provision. He's the God of all provision. God will meet all your need. Point three. The resources. The resources. Notice the phrase in that passage, please. It is according to his glorious riches. Do you see that? And God will meet all your need according to his glorious riches. God will meet your need and my need accordingly. According to his glorious riches. Accordingly. God did not promise you and I that he will meet our need out of his riches. No. But he promised us that he will meet our need according to his riches. God is able. And in doing so, his provision will not be measured according to the dimension of your need, but rather according to his glorious riches. He will meet your need and my need to the full, according to his glorious riches. God is able. God is able. And that is that is so amazingly when he provide our need according to his glorious riches. Not according to where we plan it, not according to where we want it, but it's according to his glorious riches. He will meet our need. And that is exceedingly, abundantly, and more than we imagine. He will meet our need to the full. He is God. And he will never leave you. He will never leave you. He is God. Maybe you've been praying. You've been asking, God, do you hear me? God, do you forsake me? Since I've been praying, God, do you know what I'm passing through? He knows. He knows. And he is the provider. He provides our need. You know, so interesting, yesterday in Kibo Park, I was really touched. I met this man. I was working with Angela, the other Angela. So we met this man who was sitting down. Then we come with the flyers of the greatness of his power. When he just saw me coming toward him, he said, no. I said, why? And that touched in my mind. You don't tell the evangelist like that. If I have a Jesus who said no, I need to know why. I came to him. I'd say, can you please tell me, there's anything happened to you or any experience? Oh, please tell me, why do you say no? He said, I don't believe in Christ. I needed God the most time I needed. He wasn't there for me. I was like, oh, can I sit with you? Is that okay? I want to talk to you. Is that fine? He said, yeah, you can sit there. Can you please share me your story? I need to know. Please share me your story. Then he said to me, you know, I remember my little boy was sick, and I was praying for him. I was calling on God, but sadly, he passed away. When he passed away, from that time, I said, God, you don't care about me. And today I'm still asking myself, why? And I said to him, friend, I want to talk to you. I have the same story. I've been praying and fasting for 2 years for my sister's healing. She was sick. But one day, I received a call. I received a call from my brother and says to me, our sister's gone. She's gone. in that time, it was so painful. I was asking God, why? Then he said to me, so why did God do that? He said, but I want to tell you something. God revealed it to me in a different way. This is how God revealed to me. I've answered your prayer. I was like, how? Not the way you expected, not the way you wanted. I've healed your sister already. The healing that I give to your sister, it was not a healing to bring her back and live in this world of pain, world of suffering. But I took her from that body of pain and bring her to my presence. This is the healing I give to her. From that time, I said, God, you are the provider. God, you answer the prayer in every way, different ways. You speak to us. And this person, when he heard that, he starts crying. I've never seen a man crying like that before. He was crying. He was crying. And I said, my brother, I want to, you know, I was so emotional, but I had to help him. I said, my brother, God, I answered your prayer. He answered. Your child, you know where he is? If there is possibility for you to ask your child, your son, to come back in this world, your son will say, no, I'm not coming back. Because they are in the glorious presence, glorious place. They're not coming back. Maybe you may be sitting here. You've been praying for someone's health and then they've gone. And you say, God, why you didn't answer this? God answered different ways. These people, they're not coming back. God is providing them a warm place where they enjoy the presence of God. They won't come back here. I said, God has provided. God has provided the beautiful, majestic, wonderful place for them to be. They won't come back. God is the provider. Maybe you've been crying. Maybe you've been asking. I said, it's okay to miss them. But it's the time for you and I to walk in the path of righteousness. And one day, you'll say the Lord is good. You'll say the Lord is good. Family, God is able. As I said, his provision is not to be measured according to the dimension of our need, but according to his glorious riches. God is the provider. He is the provider. Our God will meet all our need. As I said, point one, the provider is God. The provision, all you need. The resources according to his glorious riches. And point four, the center. The center. I want you to check in your Bible. You will see in Christ Jesus. And God will meet your need according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. Family, if you wander from Jesus, you are just simply partaking away, you are departing away from this center of the blessing of God. Jesus is the center. God will meet your need and my need in Christ Jesus. My brothers and my sisters, my dear friend, I would like to tell you, everything from God to us, it's found in and through Jesus Christ. Outside of Jesus, there is nothing. God will meet your need and my need in Christ Jesus. Jesus is the center. But you know what is the sad story? The sad thing is that this promise is not for those who are out of Jesus. You can't reject Jesus and expect things from Jesus. God will meet your need and my need in Christ Jesus. This promise are for those who are in Christ. Maybe you are here. You have never given your life to Jesus. This is the promise God gives to you and I. God will meet your need and my need in Christ. Maybe you are out of Jesus and you try to fix your life. You find it hard. God is able to meet your need and my need in Christ Jesus. You need to have Christ. You need to have Christ is able. Is able to change your life and my life. If I may ask you a question. Do you know God as your Father? Did you come to Christ? Jesus is there for you. I want to ask you, please stand with me. Stand with me, please, family. God is able. And my God will meet all your need. He will meet all your need according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. God is able. Maybe you are here, family. You've been praying for peace. Peace within you. Peace with your family, with your colleague at the workplace. You've been praying for that. God will meet your need. Maybe your need, you are praying for stability in your marriage. God is able. Maybe your need is your children. You are praying for children maybe to listen to you. The children are not connected to you anymore. But your need is that God bring them. God will meet your need. And my God will meet all your need. Maybe you are dealing with separation, loneliness. Maybe now you are praying for your health. You are praying that God will pay or provide your bills. Maybe you don't know how you'll make up to the end of this year. Your prayer, you are calling God. Maybe you are a student. You are praying for the university fees. Maybe it's the credit, but you say, God, I need your provision. I want to tell you something. God is able. Maybe it's the business. Things are not going well. You are crying for God to meet your need. God, I have a news for you. And my God will meet all your need according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. I have a news for you. God will meet your need.